Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, as you just heard on the news, the impact of Sandy is still being felt throughout our area. Another example, four hospitals had to close their doors when Sandy hit. And joining me now with an update is WNYC's Fred Mogul, who's been reporting on how New York City hospitals have been recovering from Sandy. Hi, Fred.
Good morning, Brian.
And it's been nearly 6 weeks since Sandy hit. Bellevue, Coney Island Hospital, NYU Langone, and the Manhattan VA all had to close. They were so damaged. So what's the overview on progress nearly a month and a half out?
Well, several of those have reopened partially for outpatient procedures, various clinics and so forth. But the inpatient facilities, the core of really any hospital, the things that they can do that clinics, smaller clinics can't do, that surgeries and so forth, where you really need very robust capacity. You need to have all the safety systems, every backup thing very strictly regulated. Those are not up at any of these places, and it's not clear when they will be. The Manhattan VA just yesterday said they simply don't know when they're going to be fully up and running. They expect clinics back next fall. Bellevue, NYU, again, there's no date certain yet for their reopening.
So I wonder if we have anybody listening who can fill us in on some of the details and the real impact on these and of these hospital closings and only partial reopenings. And obviously, since we're talking hospitals, the impact would be on people's health. So any doctors or nurses or other hospital staff listening right now, any patients listening, what are you seeing in these affected hospitals or others in the area that are being stressed by having to take on some of the load? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, as we assess the state of New York City hospitals 6 weeks after Sandy, 212-433-WNYC. You've reported, Fred, on how other hospitals have opened their doors to doctors and staff from NYU in particular. Where are they going and how's it working out?
Well, they've been spread somewhat far and wide. The emergency rooms are one of the main entryways for people to get in, and those are very crowded. Now, look, New York has a lot more hospitals, a lot more beds, a lot more ERs than many other areas. We have fewer than we did several years ago. St. Vincent's notably closed about 3 years ago in Lower Manhattan. So that has shrunk, but there's a fair amount of capacity. You have people who were going to NYU to plan to go to NYU to deliver their babies. They're going to Mount Sinai. They're going to Lenox Hill. They're going to St. Luke's Roosevelt. People who were anticipating cardiac surgery, cancer surgery, they're going a lot of different places.
Can you draw any conclusions about people's health as a result of this?
It's tough to say. I think in the aggregate, it'll take a little while, and I'm not sure if it'll ever really register because there is slack and it is getting picked up. You know, whether there'll be cancers that could have been detected and operated sooner, you know, other conditions. I think a lot of it is longer waiting times to get from the ER to be admitted into the hospital. Certainly, if you have a truly elective procedure, a knee replacement, you're going to be waiting for quite a while.
And as we look around the area and some of the ripple effects, you reported that Lenox Hill Hospital on the Upper East Side has allowed about 300 NYU doctors and 500 NYU nurses to treat patients there. On the other hand, New York Presbyterian, Weill Cornell Medical Center, East 68th Street, has not opened its doors to NYU staff. Why the disparity?
I think, you know, one of the reasons, Weill Cornell is a level one trauma center. It's one of the few other places besides Bellevue that can take the most injured. And they're really getting slammed at that ER. And I think that's rippling through that whole system. Lenox Hill was very under capacity. They're frankly struggling. They were fully private. They got absorbed into the North Shore LIJ system. They've still been kind of in the red. This is actually helping them get into the black. They were in the about 400s or so for patients per day. Now they're in the fives. They have capacity to go in the sixes. So they had a lot more room to absorb.
Julia in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, thanks, Brian. It's good to speak to you. I work per diem at the Lutheran Medical Center Emergency Room, and they have absorbed, I'm not sure, something like 30 to 40% more ambulances arriving to the emergency room because Coney Island Hospital is closed. And I think this is just one example of what's happening for all of the hospitals that are still open around the city, is absorbing all of the additional load from places that are not open. And the problem is with staffing, because the hospitals are not just immediately upping the par for, you know, for nursing staff in the ERs, and that's all I can speak to. I'm not sure about admitted patients upstairs and whether or not that's being addressed with staffing, but the nurses are totally overloaded and overwhelmed, and imagine the doctors are too, because it's just that many more patients to see, people being admitted, some people being discharged. It's the same, the nature of the work hasn't changed. It's the load and the volume. And the staffing, and you know, there is a way to fix this, which is to get traveling nurses and to hire them on, you know, the travel agencies that provide nurses kind of on a they usually do 12-week contracts, and as far as I know, that's not being done yet, and that would be a way to up the staffing. And we wish that could happen, but the budget's, I don't know if the budget's not there or what, but it's very frustrating.
Julia, thank you very much for checking in and with that possible solution. And Lexi in Brooklyn, you're a nurse too, right, Lexi?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I love your show.
Thank you.
I didn't hear the entire comment that was just on, but yeah, I'm an emergency room nurse at NYU, and the emergency room was particularly damaged. So there's really no time frame as far as when we're going back to work. And I work what's considered per diem, so I work more of like on an hourly basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm out of work right now. And hearing I know that some of my coworkers have been all over the city, like placed in Lenox Hill, Mount Sinai, and they have to pull them back out to cover other parts of the hospital that's going to start to reopen. But it sounds like, yeah, they just need more nursing staff, need more staff. I know some of the doctors have been at Lenox Hill also and sort of all over various hospitals in the city.
You have any take on the public health impact of this, or do you think it's impossible to measure?
I think, again, like the emergency room, because, you know, when they're overloaded, obviously people don't get as good of care as they deserve. But a lot of times, emergency rooms in New York City, particularly this time of year, people come in for flu-like symptoms, and it's always. I mean, I witness it all the time, and then you could probably just see that like a more extreme situation where people are coming in using the emergency rooms as primary care doctors.
Lexi, thanks for calling. Good luck. I hope you can hook up with another hospital soon. Fred, I gather that NYU Medical Center is paying doctors through January, despite not being open?
Right. It does seem to be trying to retain them. They're concerned, frankly, they and their patients will go to Lenox Hill and other places and not come back.
Melissa in Hoboken, you're on WNYC. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Brian. You guys were talking earlier about if there would be a measurable impact on maybe cancer care and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother-in-law was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia on Monday, and he was immediately sent to the hospital by his NYU doctors who were placing him at Lenox Hill. The emergency room was overwhelmed. He, with an acute condition, was sitting in the ER for a whole day.
Mm.
Then they finally got him a room. They were supposed to start chemo right away, which is the nature of this particular disease. And he's still 2 days later waiting, because now it turns out that his doctor, his NYU doctor, does not have credentials, or they're not going to let him bypass some of the bureaucracy to get my brother-in-law treated at Lenox Hill. So 2 days on, he's supposed to have started chemo. He's not, and they're still trying to transfer him to another hospital. It got so bad that last night they were telling him, maybe we should just tell you to go to an emergency room at another hospital and start over from scratch.
Wow.
And this is someone who has an acute condition. So it's definitely because of Sandy, this whole thing has progressed.
I'm just curious if they suggested what that other hospital might be.
Yeah, they told him to go to Mount Sinai. and to possibly just that would cut through the red tape because his doctor's been now his doctor can't even visit him at Lenox Hill. And he just they can't bypass the red tape to get him the care he needs. So we're all pretty frantic.
That's a terrible story. Melissa, good luck with it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for taking my call.
And I guess there in Melissa's story are kind of all the intricacies of this. The doctor who can't get admitting privileges or treating privileges at another hospital. The patient with cancer who gets caught up in the waiting time. And there it all is.
Yeah, that's really terrible. I mean, Lenox Hill has sworn up and down to me that they're doing everything they can to express credential physicians. It's also Mount Sinai. The state has waived its generally pretty stringent requirements for bringing physicians on staff. That seems like something that one would expect to be avoidable.
So last thing, we're getting into flu season. It's not been particularly cold this year yet, but still, is there concern that having these hospitals down in the winter months, because it seems like this is going to continue into the winter months, is especially dangerous?
It does seem like that. There are mild flu seasons and there are severe flu seasons. Obviously, you'd always rather have a mild one. There's greater concern than ever before that if it's not, that these systems really will be overloaded and they'll have to get even more creative and they'll have to dig even deeper and farther and wider to find space for patients and people to treat them.
All right. There you have it, folks. The impact of Sandy not over at New York Area Hospitals. WNYC health reporter Fred Mogul. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, we will talk a little bit about my China trip. We will play some clips of probably the most controversial person I met in the entire week in China. He is a venture capitalist who worked in the United States for a number of years, worked for Ross Perot and other things, who has taken the stand that China's authoritarian government is better for the people than Western democracy. We'll talk about it with James Fallows. Stay with us.